I think it was a fixture that everybody was really looking forward to when they came out in June. Obviously, we've had a fantastic result at Turf Moor at the early part of the season. So we know we're in for a tough game. We know what's at stake for them and what's around the corner potentially for them. But it's about what we're doing. We've got to make sure that we get back to winning ways at home. We put on a performance. We do the right things. We sort of compete and battle and win the scraps, because you have to do that against Bart and Jones and Marnie. But also make sure that you're aware defensively what you have to do, because, again, they've got Vokes and Gray, who've been very good. But ultimately, I think Burnley will be aware that we've got some threats as well going forward and how well we've done. So it was always going to be a real good game on paper a few months ago. Obviously, now it's all spiced up with what's at stake for both teams, because, as I said, we want to be winning games to finish as high at the table as possible. And obviously, we've had a lot of good wishes from fellow people connected with Brighton and Middlesbrough, but it's ultimately what we do and what we do for ourselves rather than the opposition.
Well, it is so incredibly tied to the top of the Championship. Just 2 points separate the top three. And on this occasion, Burnley play ahead of Middlesbrough and Brighton on this weekend. The pressure's going to be on them, isn't it?
I think the pressure's on all them teams now. I don't think any of them will be playing to the capabilities that they probably would play midway through the season, given that there is a lot at stake. And it can chop and change very quickly. Burnley been on a fantastic run. I think they're 20 games unbeaten. I think the run started after we beat them. Maybe we might just end this run as well. So let's see where it takes us. But it's really tight, really enjoying watching the Championship. Big result for Burnley the other night, getting that late equaliser, because that will feel like a win for them as well. So, it's all boiling up at the proper end of the season, where anything can happen and there's many permutations.
Yeah, when you beat them at Turf Moor in December, that ended a 9-game unbeaten run. As you say, they are on a 20-game unbeaten run, and it would mean so much to North End fans to just put a spanner in the works of their promotion push.
We've always said stats, runs are there to be broken, records are there to be broken. So full credit, one, to be unbeaten for 20 games in the Championship takes some doing, and full credit to Sean and his players, because they've showed that consistency, and that's why they're in that position where they are now. But we will be doing our utmost for our own benefit to make sure that we stop that run and get 3 points ourselves.
You've got a really good record in derby games this season. Obviously, you won the three games away, including that one at Turf Moor.
Again, we've had the bragging rights for the supporters, and come quarter to ten on Friday night, we'd like to have another one. It means a lot to the supporters. It's big games and ones that you worked so hard for last year to be involved with this year.
How much of a threat do you think Andre Gray is? He was named the Football League Championship Player of the Year this year. He's got 24 goals, including the couple that he got for Brentford at the start of the season. How difficult will it be to keep him quiet?
Well, he's a threat, without a shadow of doubt. But I think he's got a good partnership with Sam Vokes. I've worked with Sam before, and they've showed what a good partnership they are. I think when you look right the way through the team, Burnley have got some real experienced players right the way through. They're a hard-working, disciplined team. The likes of Marnie, Jones and Barton are very sort of competitive in the middle of pitch, understand the game, how to manage games. So they're there for a reason with some good players. So I think everybody's aware of what Andre Gray can do, but also we've got to be aware of other factors that are behind the reason why they are where they are as well.
I don't think Burnley have played at Deepdale in over 5 years. It's a real big occasion for the fans on Friday night as well.
In the league, I should say.
Obviously, because we've been in different divisions, but it's all set up. We'll get the opportunity to hopefully put on a performance and get a victory. So, I think everybody can't wait for the game. I'm looking forward to it myself, the players will be, and hopefully the supporters are.
And you go one step closer to consolidating a top 10 finish as well with 3 points on Friday.
Well, that's the main incentive at this moment in time, that we want to win the last three games of the season to finish in the top 10. I've said that I don't want to finish 15th, 14th or whatever like that, because I think that'll be, as much as it's a good season for us, it'll be slightly tinged with disappointment because we've been in the top 10 for quite a few weeks now, and that's where I think we deserve to finish, but we've got to make sure that that's where we do finish.